This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. This week, California became the first state to require discounts on insurance premiums for home and business owners who take steps to protect their properties against wildfires. The idea is to help property owners cope with rising insurance costs in wildfire-prone areas, while at the same time reducing the growing risk. 10 of the state's most destructive wildfires happened in just the last 5 years. One strategy some private landowners are using is to selectively log their land, removing smaller trees that can fuel wildfires, and selling the wood to sawmills. But that last part isn't always easy. Jane Braxton Little is a freelance journalist, and she had the story for Bay Nature magazine. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for the invitation.
Your article has a great title, Log Jam, the supply chain problem that's keeping California from preventing catastrophic wildfire. So what is the supply chain issue?
Well, the way we're using supply chain is a little bit different from the concept that we've been familiar with in the last couple of years. The industrial chain is loggers, log truck drivers, registered professional foresters, sawmills, and the supply is coming from the forest owners. It's the diminished capacity of the industry in recent years that means that they can't always handle the supply. So it's kind of like a narrow neck funnel that slows down the flow of timber or logs from private non-industrial forest owners to the sawmills.
In your piece, you profile a couple, the Stouts, who tried to do selective logging on their property, but it doesn't go very well. Can you talk about what happened to them?
The first thing that happened was the 2020 North Complex fire, which burned around 4 million acres statewide. Some of those lands that burned included industrial timberlands, and they had to deal with their own burned trees before they could take trees from other landowners. So in the spring of 2021, they were not able to take the Stouts' timber. So the Stouts left their trees standing because they're more fire-prone when they're on the ground than when they're standing. Then the Dixie Fire happened in July of 2021, and it burned all those trees that the Stouts were planning to sell. So it was a double whammy for them.
It's just devastating to read that they were trying to prevent exactly such a thing and weren't able to.
It was heartbreaking, not just for the Stouts, but for a number of other landowners in the area. Just heartbreaking.
I should say, though, that this kind of forest management, selective logging, is controversial. Not everyone thinks it actually prevents wildfires and say it can even contribute to carbon emissions. But you, in your article, seem to see it as a solution. Why is that?
A lot of this is just really counterintuitive. And it was for me when I started reporting this. But the reporting took me to the science, and study after study documented the increase in both fire and the increase in vegetation density. And we're not talking about logging the old trees, the oldest trees. Those are the ones that we want to protect from fire. But we're talking about removing the fuels that would cause them to burn. So in order to do that logging, we need a robust timber industry.
Because, as you said, leaving the logs on the ground is not a good option.
Leaving the logs on the ground is not a good option, and leaving the smaller trees that are standing and the brush is not a good option. Now, I want to be clear that this is not necessarily the prescription for the backwoods in national forest lands. I look specifically at private lands in California.
So where do we go from here? I mean, you talk in the piece about a community effort to create a new sawmill to take some of this wood. Do you see this effort growing?
Well, I like to think that these issues are getting the attention of both the timber industry and beyond. And, you know, the timber companies that are operating these sawmills, they're involved in the communities. I think they see the need. I know they see the need, and I know that they're unhappy that they've been unable to purchase timber from local landowners. So I'm optimistic that there may be some changes at that level, but I also am quite optimistic that this crisis is going to spur entrepreneurs throughout the state, throughout the West, I would hope, to come up with inventive and creative ways to use this this woody material. You know, I'm looking forward to California's very own weird and wacky way of solving problems. Mm-hmm. We'll have to wait and see.
All right. Jane Braxton Little wrote about wildfire mitigation for Bay Nature magazine. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Amy. Happy to be on your show.